AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather is bearing down on the Great Plains again today. There are risks of severe thunderstorms, hail, and possibly tornadoes in western Kansas, western Colorado, and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Heavy rains overnight caused flooding in Oklahoma. Kim Lillard with the Red Cross says a dam is close to cresting.
It's in imminent danger of breaking, and that area is a lot of people are, of course, staying with their house. This is Oklahoma.
Meantime, in the Atlantic, Anna is now a tropical storm and is moving closer to the Carolina coast. James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center says Anna doesn't appear to be going anywhere.
It will be moving relatively slowly, with the center being very close to the coast tomorrow morning. It will then begin to turn to the north and northeast and pick up a little bit of speed, but it's going to be really a couple of days.
Top winds from Anna are about 60 miles an hour. Ireland and France are helping Italy rescue migrants in the Mediterranean. Two German ships and a British vessel are already pitching in. Christopher Cantrimbone with the Migrant Offshore Aid Station says his team saved a boatload of migrants just in time.
The boat was rocking about 30, 40 degrees on each side. It was any second that it would have capsized. So we were very fortunate to get to the boat in time before these people died.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants have been crossing the Mediterranean from Libya. Several hundred Republican activists are in Greenville, South Carolina, to hear from about a dozen declared and potential presidential candidates. It's the third Citizens United Freedom Summit. Mitsubishi is recalling more than 130,000 cars. There are two separate issues. In some cars, the windshield defroster might fail. In the other cars, an unstable electronic control unit could stop headlights, taillights, and windshield wipers from working. This is AP Radio News. It's a major milestone in the fight against Ebola in West Africa.
The WHO says Liberia is now free of Ebola after going 42 days, twice the maximum incubation period for the deadly disease, without any new cases. However, elsewhere in West Africa, in Sierra Leone and in Guinea, new cases were reported this week. Officials and survivors say they're cautious about openly celebrating the end of Ebola in Liberia, as the continued presence of the disease in the region means just one sick patient slipping over the border could spark a resurgence of cases. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
At the annual Victory Day military parade in Moscow, Russia showed off new machines of war. This year's parade is on the 70th anniversary of the Nazi surrender. President Vladimir Putin took a swipe at the U.S. when he said the carnage of war underlined the importance of international cooperation, but in the past decades, there have been attempts to create a unipolar world. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.